Good Monday morning. Here we are again. Monday morning is back at us. Hopefully you've gotten up, got your coffee, got your water, got your milk, got your breakfast, got whatever you needed to get to put a smile on your face. Most of all, prayer. Have you prayed today? Have you spent time in the Word already today? Maybe this is part of your routine. Maybe you listen to this as a part of your Monday devotion. That's great. Get the Word in however you need to get the Word in. But good morning. Thank you for joining me, Pastor Tony, Monday Minutes Podcast Teaching. I always take a moment to say, Philippians 4:4, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Have a great Monday. Decide for yourself right now. This will be a good day because God is with me. I'm alive. And God's given me another opportunity to hear the Word of God. These are teaching podcasts. This is not preaching. This is not our services. I do this as an extension of discipleship to help us learn and grow. This is part of our discipleship effort. So thank you for taking a moment. I always want to say thank you that I'm not doing this in vain, that I'm not doing this and no one listens. So thank you. I do get feedback. I appreciate the feedback. And I hope this helps encourage you along and helps you learn. If it does, share it. Tell someone about it. If you don't know how to share the link, tell people to go to the church website, therefugenm.com. There is a link on the church website for Pastor's Podcast. I hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good Sunday. I hope your Easter was amazing. And I hope wherever you are, you saw souls saved. And I know that at the Refuge Church, I know that Easter is going to be, or was rather, a glorious time. So I thank God for the resurrection. I thank God for the cross. I thank God for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for me. You know, Easter time is a wonderful time of the year to just really celebrate Jesus, to really celebrate everything he's done for us. And so praise God for that opportunity, right? Someone say right. And so this is Endgame, End Times Teaching. We have spent, this is part 7. Wow. This is the 7th teaching that we have done on this. Now, this is our final one. So for all of you that have enjoyed the End Times talk, here it is. These are about 30 minutes apiece. So this is a few hours of teaching. I have given well over 100 scriptures. I have walked through many, many, many scriptures. I have taught a lot and explained things and defined things. Now, here's one great thing about our podcast. They don't go away. They don't delete. So anytime you want to go back and hear about End Times Talk, look these up. Scroll down on the link page and you will eventually find it. Even though next week we're going on to a new topic, this topic will be there, so you can go back and listen whenever you need to. But this is the 7th teaching on End Time Talk. And by the time we get done today, that is well over 3 hours of teaching. Well over 3 hours of teaching. So lots of material, lot to digest. Go back whenever you need to. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope it's been an encouragement to you. I want to say this one final time. Why are we talking about this? What's the point? Here is the point. The point is to encourage us to not walk in fear, to encourage us to be able to know what's going on, discern the time, discern the season, understand it, have joy through it, to witness about it, to tell people about Jesus, and to have an answer when people ask, what's going on in the world? Because obviously, times are changing, things have shifted, and the closer we get to the rapture of the church, the closer we get to the beginning of the tribulation period, the more things are going to change. I have taught about the rapture. I've detailed it, lessons 1, 2, and 3. I have given scripture for it and history for it. I've defined sensationalism. I've defined dispensationalism. We outlined the tribulation period with great detail. And the last few weeks, including this week, we've been talking about the signs of the season. We've been talking about how are we going to know that we are living in different times. We've been talking about how are we going to know that we're seeing the Matthew 24 stuff come to pass. Well, Jesus said you would know. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 32 through 33, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putting forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you see these things, know that it is near, even at the door." That's how, and that's why. So we've been talking about these things, and I've talked about so many different things. You know, last week we talked about wars, the increase. And again, remember, Jesus said that we would know the signs because it would be like understanding what season we're in. The signs of the season would be end time signs. He said it would come like birth pains, increasing in frequency, increasing in intensity. And this is how we would know that we're living in that time. Last week we talked about wars. I talked about offense. The week before that we talked a lot about Israel. And we talked a lot about systemic moral decline. We've given lots of... Now here's the thing. The one third of the Bible's prophecy, if you didn't know that. So we could go on for part 8 and part 9 and part 10 and part 11. Maybe you say to yourself, well, you left something out. You didn't talk about this area. Or why didn't you talk about that area? Or what about this area? I can't cover it all as much as maybe you want me to or I even would want to. I can't cover this all. And we have stretched this out a long time, several weeks. And so I do want to wrap it up today and move on to something else. But new topic next week. So if you are tired of this topic, if you're on the other side of it and you're thinking, well, I'm really getting tired of hearing about this, good news for you. We're moving on to something else next week. But have you got something out of this? Has this helped you? Has this answered any of your questions? Has this helped you in your own study? And by the way, don't just take what I say. Go study it for yourself. Take all the stuff I've been giving and go look it up for yourself. Look into it for yourself. Use your own pretty little brain and turn it on and study. Amen. The Bible teaches us to study to show ourselves approved. And yes, even for you men, you have a pretty little brain. That wasn't just a woman statement. That's a man statement. Your brain's pretty. Oh, my. Anyway, this week we're going to see, you get on these things and you start talking and you start teaching and you just start saying things. So that's how it goes. And I'm not going to start over. You're just getting a live cut. Do you say, Pastor, how many times do you record these? I mean, how many times do you have to start over and edit? I don't. I just fly with it. So I treat it like it's live. I treat it like I'm in a small group and I'm just talking and I can't stop. You know, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, so, you know, I'm accustomed to getting behind the pulpit and there's no do-overs, you know, there's no like edit, stop, let's do it again, you know, so why treat the podcast any different? So this is just live Pastor Tony. There's no editing, there's no cutting, there's no starting over, there's no whatever. Just here I go, and Lord Jesus, help me. That's how we do this thing. So, all right. Building upon everything else we've said, and please, my goodness, if this is the first time you've stumbled across our podcast, go back and listen to the other ones before you listen to this one, because I'm wrapping things up now. But building upon everything else that we have said about signs of the time, about end time teaching, end times talk, we're going to pick up on another legitimate sign of the season, and that is the gospel being proclaimed around the world. What about that? Jesus said in Matthew 24, 14, "The good news of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." Okay, so Jesus is saying that we're going to see the gospel preached around the world. Now, that is actually impossible without the increase of technology. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel that an increase of technology is a sign of the season. I mean, think about the earth. Think about the history of the earth, history of humanity. Think about the thousands of years that have went by since Adam was created and the slow progression, of advancement, the slow progression of learning. Now, we know about the scientific, era. We know about the scientific, the booms, the Enlightenment. We know about the scientific revolution. There were little booms along the way that increased knowledge. But the 20th century was an explosion of knowledge like the history of humanity have never seen before. Think about it. Automobiles, electricity in homes, plumbing in homes, air conditioning, computers, internet, satellite, space travel, rocket travel, airplane travel. The Bible even says in Daniel, in the last days, people will be going to and fro around the whole earth. Increase in travel. These are legitimate signs of the time. I mean, there's been no other time in the history of humanity like the last 50 or 60 years, and even increasingly now, with the nanotechnology, the robot technology that's coming out, the desire for the driverless vehicle that is coming, the desire for the microchip implants that people want to push upon humanity, the technology of military, the technology of our government, to be able to spy and listen to me even right now. You can't say anything without the government hearing you. I've even thought before that, the government listens to us through our devices. Even Walmart listens to you through your devices. Google listens, all of that. And I've even thought before, driving down the road, that someone's probably listening to me because there's databases and they listen for certain words that you could be a terrorist and all of that. And I was praying one day. You're going to think I'm crazy right now. I was driving one day, rather, and I was praying in the car, and I got thinking about how probably someone's listening to me in a secret bunker somewhere. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to pray for them. So I said, Lord, right now, for that person who works for the government and the NSA and all of that, and they're listening to me through my device, I pray for that person right now. They receive Jesus as Savior. I mean, I'm crazy. You folks at the Refuge Church are sorry. I'm sure that you got me by now, but I'm nuts. Back on path, Pastor. Back on path. Help me, Holy Spirit. So back to where I was. Increase in technology, increase in travel is a legitimate sign of the time. So with that helps fulfill the sign of the season that the gospel will be preached around the world. Because thank God for missionaries, and I'll give you some statistics on that. But there's not enough people to cover all the earth. And so satellite carrying the message of the gospel around the world helps fulfill this sign. The technology of airplanes that missionaries can just fly across the earth in a few hours helps fulfill that sign. Before, it took days, if not weeks, if not months, to travel across the ocean. So Jesus said in the last days there would be an increase in the gospel being preached around the world. That's happening, clearly. And the increase of technology, internet, YouTube, social media. I mean, I'm able to preach for free to the device of social media. I know everyone seems to be a bandwagon to bash Facebook and call it whatever they want to call it. And I get some of those arguments, but you know what? To be honest with you, Facebook lets me broadcast my services for free through the Refuge Church. At one point, when we were pastoring in Wayne, at one point we had our online broadcast so successful that we were having 8,000 to 10,000 views every Sunday morning. That's right. I have people messaging me from England. I had people commenting from Iraq. I had faithful followers in the Philippines. It was crazy. We had people all around the world that were watching us in Wayne, West Virginia. I won't tell you why that got hindered, but it got hindered at some point. But that was all for free. So I was able to get the message across the world through free internet, through social media. So these are tools, and these tools alone are legitimate signs of the season because they're increasing technology. So Jesus said, the closer we get to the rapture, the closer we get to the tribulation, you're going to see an increase of the gospel being preached around the world. Folks, that's being fulfilled right now through the increased sign of the time of technology. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. Can we break Matthew 24:14 down theologically for just a moment? The word used in this passage of Scripture in the Greek is ethnos, which actually means a race, a tribe, or a people group. So for those of you that might, hold on a minute now, is Jesus crazy? There is no way every single human being is going to hear the gospel. That's true. And Jesus didn't say they would. When Jesus says the good news shall be proclaimed to the whole world, he doesn't mean every single living soul. What he means is, based upon the Greek word used there for world, for world, he's saying every race, every people group. So he was not referring to political nations such as Kenya, Russia, Canada, America, or even individual people. He was saying that every ethnic group, every people group shall hear the gospel. Every people group shall hear the gospel. And I do believe that modern technology is making this possible. I do believe this is a legitimate sign. I do believe this sign is being fulfilled. Hallelujah. Thank God for technology and thank God for the gospel being preached. Now, but that being said, there's still more work to do. According to the Joshua Project, listen to these numbers and listen to these statistics. There are approximately 17,000 ethnic people groups in the earth. The latest estimates suggest that approximately 7,000 people groups are considered still unreached. I heard a preacher on Daystar Television Network in 2022 claim that the prophecy of the gospel being preached to the world has already been fulfilled. On the same night, another preacher contradicted the other preacher. I happen to agree with the one that contradicted. That's not true. It's not been fulfilled. Jesus said the gospel shall be preached all the world. Ethnos, that means ethnic groups. There are 17,000 ethnic groups. And according to the Joshua Project, at the date of this release of these numbers, there were still approximately 7,000 people groups considered unreached. That means that over 40% of the world's people groups have no community of Christ. Looking at it this way, over 42% of the world's population live in these 7,000 people groups. There are 7.67 billion people on the planet. So all of that means that there's 29% of people on the planet unexposed to the gospel still to this day. That's about 2.2 billion people that have never heard the gospel. So while this is being fulfilled in greater numbers, it hasn't been completely fulfilled. The good news on the terms of missionaries, did you know that there's over 400,000 active missionaries in the world right now? Wow, that's crazy. Did you know that? There are over 400,000 active missionaries in the world right now trying to fulfill the Great Commission. Go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Matthew 28. That is the Great Commission. It's our job to be ambassadors. It's our job to spread the word. Use your Facebook to spread the word. Use your Instagram to spread the word. So, but yes, technology is helping fulfill the sign. Missionaries are out there helping fulfill the sign. TBN reaches every major continent through 78 satellites carried by more than 18,000 television cable affiliates worldwide. Daystar, the second largest television network, uses 90 TV stations to reach 90 million households in over 200 countries. Social media, internet, satellite, papers, magazines. All of this helps preach the gospel. Tracts being delivered by missionaries. Yes, this is a legitimate sign. It's being fulfilled. Has it been completely fulfilled? Not yet. We have more work to do. Hallelujah. We got to get the word out. You say, I can't go to Russia or the Ukraine, or I can't go to China. No, but you can witness to your neighborhood. You can witness to your family. You can witness to your followers on social media. You can witness to people in Walmart. You can get on the evangelism team and help Pastor Kim. You can get on the outreach team and help feed people and clothe people and tell them about Jesus as you do it, right? You can support missionaries. You can support Israel. You can send money. You can help be a part of it. Do you know every time you send a dollar to a missionary or you give a dollar to missions through your church, you are helping to fulfill the Great Commission? You are helping to fulfill the gospel being preached around the world. Amen. So we can have a part in that. Another legitimate sign of the season, Jesus said there would be a rise of false messiahs. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 4 through 5, and Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, there are statistics on this. The increase, go Google it. Read it for yourself. Don't trust me alone. I mean, you should trust me. I'm your pastor. I do my best to have a good message, but double check it. Double check me. But some of your things you should go study yourself. Go Google it for yourself. How many false messiahs are presently self-proclaimed? The numbers will startle you. There's always been false messiahs, Pastor. Yes, I know that. But Jesus said that all of these things would come as birth pains. Increase in intensity, increase in frequency. I want to gloss past that and move on. You can look at those numbers yourself. Let's talk about COVID. I promised to spend some time about the coronavirus pandemic, and I wanted to spend a little bit of time on this. People have been popularly saying that COVID or the coronavirus pandemic is a legitimate sign of the season, part of the end times. Is that true? Well, let's talk about that. Matthew 24, 7 through 8, Jesus did say, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, and this is just the beginning of sorrows. Why is it just the beginning? Because it would get a whole lot worse in the tribulation period. We talked about that in part 4 and part 5. It would get a whole lot worse. So if you think it's bad now, don't get saved and wait around and live through the tribulation. See how bad it gets then. Oh my goodness. Next time you're witnessing to someone and they are talking about how bad the world is, here's you a line to get you going on your witnessing. You think it's bad now, wait till the church gets raptured. Because during the tribulation period, hell breaks loose. And what you're seeing now is nothing like it's going to be. And I'm telling you, there's a shifting going on. I'm telling you, we're in the last days. Normalcy will not return. I said that last week. I want to remind you again this week. Normalcy's not coming back, baby. It's not coming back. The closer we get to the rapture, the more these things are going to increase in intensity and frequency. So tell someone who's not saved, you better get saved or buckle up because it's going to get worse. That's why Jesus said that. But Jesus said in the last days there would be famines and pestilences. And we've said that over and over. We have said, what have I said? Over and over, these come like birth pains. Birth pains means increase in frequency and intensity. You should have that memorized by now. So, is the coronavirus a legit sign of the season? Well, Jesus did say there would be an increase in pestilence and disease. Yes. Famine. Yes. But what about the coronavirus? Are pandemics themselves a sign of the season? No. Pandemics are not new. They've been around. They are not new. Is COVID by itself, is the coronavirus pandemic itself part of end time prophecy? I'm going to suggest that it's not by itself. Now, that may have shocked some of you. I mean, we're wrapping up the series. I got about 5 or 6 minutes left, and this series is going to go to bed. And I just shocked somebody. No. You say, well, Pastor, how can you say no? Because since 1900 alone, there's been 7 major pandemics. Did you know that? And many more for thousands of years before that. Now listen to this. Let me give you some numbers to prove my point. The 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic is the catastrophe against which all modern pandemics are measured. Did you know that? Not COVID. It's the 1918 pandemic. It was estimated that approximately 20 to 40% of the worldwide population became ill in the 1918 pandemic. Over 50 million people died in the 1918 pandemic. Did you know that? How does that compare to COVID? COVID has a little over 4.5 million deaths. And that's horrible. And I lament every one of those. And if any of that 4.5 million is someone you know and love, I'm sorry. We're praying for you. And I'm sorry to hear that. But 4.5 million deaths does not compare to over 50 million deaths, does it? No. So the coronavirus is bad. The corona pandemic, rather, was bad. Yes. I'm not going into the politics of it. I'm not going into how it was handled. That's another talk for another day. I'm just saying it was bad. 4.5 died. That's bad. Million died. That's bad. But it doesn't stack up to the weight of the 1918 pandemic. So COVID by itself cannot be called an end-time famine. However, if you compare that, if you contribute that to the pandemics in the 20th century, including the 1918 pandemic, you could say that they're starting to happen closer together. That is a sign of the season. So the longer time goes by before the rapture, the longer time goes by before the beginning of the tribulation, the more we're going to see pandemics. The more we're going to see famines. The more we're going to see. But Jesus said, don't worry, these things must come to pass. We can't pray these things away. These things must come to pass. Does that make sense to anyone? Someone somewhere say yes. Let me give you some rapid fire, other legit signs of the season that you might want to study more on your own time as we wrap this series up. The Bible says in Luke 12:2, 1 Corinthians 4:5, evil would be exposed as never before. So a greater amount of exposure of behind the scene evil would be a legit sign of the season. Men seeking pleasure more than God, 2 Timothy 2:3. The greater that happens, the increase in frequency and intensity, legit sign of the season. The rights of the oppressed of every nation causing unrest, Psalm 12:5. On a greater level, increase. Juvenile delinquency and lack of respect for family, 2 Timothy 2. Greater the level, greater the increase. Closer together, legit sign of the season. Cries for liberty being heard worldwide, Isaiah 61:1. Greater, yes, yes, yes. And we're seeing that today. That is a legitimate sign of a season. We're seeing that today. Faith being replaced by philosophy, Luke 18:8, 1 Timothy 4:1-7. Now, that took place in the Enlightenment. The Renaissance period, yes. but it's happening on greater levels of intensity and frequency right now more than ever before. Legitimate sign of a season. Matter of fact, I could take that one nugget right there and make a whole lesson on this whole thing just based upon that right there, because that is happening right now. Right now, faith is being replaced by philosophy right now on greater levels. Almost every secular university around the world denounces Christianity and increases philosophy. Some of that's even creeped into Christian universities. I'm not against universities. You know, I have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and I'm working on a doctorate, all come from Christian universities. But I'm just saying, this is happening. The watering down of the gospel is happening. The liberalization of the gospel is happening. That's happening right now. Greater frequency, greater intensity. That's a legitimate sign of the season that we're living in the hour. Mankind, or humankind, cries fearfully for peace. 1 Thessalonians 5:3, legitimate sign of the season. We are seeing that happen right now all across this world. We're seeing that happen. We talked about Israel. We talked about, you know, I mentioned earlier the signs of technology. Let me give you some scripture to back that up as we wrap this up. Daniel 12:4. Daniel 12:4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Increased in travel, increased in knowledge. We're seeing that right now happen all around this world, beginning in 1900, moving forward to today, 2022. That's been taking place. Do you know right now there are over 5,000 satellites in orbit? And that number changes constantly, so that number might be different from my notes. Increased travel. Do you know in the year 1900, just 122 years ago, if you wanted to go around with a small group, you needed a horse and buggy? Think about that. Just 122 years ago, everything has changed. Travel in the 1910s. The only way for travelers to cross the ocean in 1912 was to board an ocean liner like the Titanic. That took weeks and not months. In 1915, it would take 8 days. 8 days. 8 days to travel to China from California. That's just that trip. Today, according to the National Air Traffic Controller Association, there are over 87,000 flights that crisscross the United States every single day. Today, the total flight duration from California to Japan is 11 hours and 18 minutes. My goodness. The total flight duration from Ohio to Florida is 1 hour and 58 minutes. The average person in America takes 6.5 flights a year. I don't know how you take a half of a flight. But 6.5 flights a year. In 2018, $1.1 trillion was spent in traveling by Americans. Tell me these are not legitimate signs of the season. Tell me these things are not being fulfilled. Tell me that your Bible was not being fulfilled every single day. It is. It absolutely is. All of these things are being fulfilled. And we teach these things to encourage you to not walk in hype, not walk in fear. Don't believe every hype preacher that you hear, and don't believe the fear on the news. You're on the winning side. God has this. Seek God. Trust Him. Witness. Tell people about Jesus. And you know what? As we close this series, you know what? Why don't we all just thank God that He's allowing us to live in the greatest moment of the history of humanity. We're living in a moment that scholars dreamed about. And the greatest opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I believe to see a great third awakening. I want to see it. I'm believing for it. So refuse the hype, refuse the fear, but live ready. Occupy till He comes, Luke 10:13. Watch for His appearing, 2 Timothy 4:8. and don't allow fear to come in. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus, and by the gathering together unto him, that you not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter from us, as the day of Christ is at hand." Be encouraged. Have a great day. We'll see you next week with a brand new topic.